Friday, 8/12/22. This guy gets to have some normal activity, a big weekend filled with hockey tournaments.
I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Because we can't be caught up, we have to live our lives and be dissidents to this occupying force, this illegitimate regime.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
All right, take your seats, everybody, please. We are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. August 12th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Joe McBride is an attorney and a former Manhattan public defender. Joe's done a lot to expose what's happening to the January 6th political prisoners, the prisoners of war being tortured in our nation's jails. He just filed a historic civil rights lawsuit on behalf of one of his clients, Ryan Nichols. Because Ryan was at the Capitol on January 6th, the feds drove a tank onto his front lawn, pointed the turret at his front door, and then kicked it in and stormed his house with a few dozen armed agents. Well, since Ryan wasn't actually even home at that time, he later peacefully surrendered to the FBI, and he's been stuck in federal custody ever since. Ryan's a former Marine who honorably served this country. Ryan Nichols has no prior criminal history, no history of failing to make court appearances. But purely out of hatred, the federal government, the criminal enterprise, has kept Ryan in custody for a year and a half as a prisoner of war, including 9 months in solitary confinement. He's sometimes even been denied access to water. He hasn't seen his family in nearly 2 years, and he's suffered all kinds of other abuse. Well, now on Ryan's behalf, his lawyer has filed a petition for habeas corpus, one of the oldest and most central rights in the English legal tradition. This legal petition accuses the federal government, the global corporate government crime syndicate, of illegally using solitary confinement on Ryan while deliberately ignoring the PTSD that he developed while serving our country in the U.S. military. It highlights all kinds of violations of Ryan's 1st, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 14th Amendment rights. It calls for Ryan's immediate release from federal custody to halt these depraved abuses. But this isn't just about Ryan Nichols. McBride's petition seeks to halt the use of solitary confinement for all pretrial detainees, the people who are in jail but have not been convicted of anything. Joe McBride joins us now to discuss this case and a whole lot more. Joe, thanks a lot for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's good to be here, Stu. Thank you for having me.
This is probably the most important story domestically, getting almost no media attention while this abuse takes place in this gulag. These are persecuted prisoners of war. Is that overly hyperbolic?
No, it is not overly hyperbolic. This is a very, very important piece of litigation with regard to the points of intersection between mental health issues, namely PTSD here, treatment of veterans in our country and in our prison system, the constitutional protections of pretrial detainees who are innocent until proven guilty, and their right to be free from torture.
And their right to be free pending the outcome of their case. Doesn't everybody get granted bail? I mean, we just let murderers out of prison now. Ryan Nichols, just one of your clients that we have done some research on, this guy honorably served our country. He has no criminal history. He was just there. They brought a tank on his front yard. What kind of a nation are we living in?
Well, we are living in a despotic regime. There is no question about it. Ryan Nichols, in conjunction with throngs of other people, went to the Capitol on January 6th because they believed that the election was improperly decided. Some people would say that it was stolen. And we all know what happened that day. Now, the concern was that if somebody was stealing the election, what would they want to do with our country? Would they want to make our country a better place? Or would our enemies want to tank our country and run it into the ground? I think the concerns that people, the people who showed up that day, those concerns are playing out in our everyday lives before us right now. Our country has been sold down the river. Our economy has been driven into the ground. Our human rights, our constitutional rights are being thrown out the window. And we have a despotic regime that is hell-bent on tracking down, arresting, jailing, and torturing members of the political, of the opposition political party, simply because they object with the party line and their way of thinking.
And because dissidents are shining a big bright light on the globalist takeover, this is an occupied nation at this point. And I don't even think those in the White House know who's in charge right now. There is a transition of power happening right now. This is why you see these show trials and these tribunals happening with this fake monkey court operation, with this committee that has been set up to investigate January 6th. The people responsible for January 6th are sitting behind that desk. The people responsible for January 6th occupy federal offices. The feds set this up.
That is true. That is true for sure. Just as a point of historical context, when you think about the out-and-out attack against Christianity and Jews for a long time in this world, you look at the sacred scriptures, you look at the books, and you realize that there are 10 commandments there that have abided for some 6,000 years. And those 10 commandments in and of themselves shaped and transformed the history of the entire world. Like the scriptures, the United States Constitution is an inspired document. And like the scriptures, like the Ten Commandments, we have our Bill of Rights. And those Bill of Rights should not, well, have been underestimated by America's enemies. They have underestimated the inspiration of God's spirit within the meaning of those documents. They have underestimated the spirit and the will of the American people to abide and to resist tyranny. This is why the United States of America was founded to begin with. So no matter hell or high water, no matter if there's 1, 2, or 10 billion people in China or whoever else has it out for us, the United States of America is here to stay. Our way of life isn't going to change for anyone. And eventually our enemies are going to need to come to terms with that.
So you've been in front of this committee. You had the opportunity to bring people in front of this committee. What are we not seeing in the media? What's actually happening in that room?
They're bringing people in. If they were to bring you in, Stu, they'd bring you in. They'd look you in the eye, and they let you know that we have called you to the carpet here because we can, because you have an obligation as a citizen of the United States to show up in some capacity and either testify or plead the Fifth Amendment. But they look you in the eye with a room full of people. They sift through your entire life. They grab and they image your phone, everything you've ever looked at on the internet, every click you've ever made, every message you've ever deleted, everything you've ever thought about. Your phone is basically an image of your soul these days. And they say, look, we know everything about you. We have everything on you. You are going to give us what we want and play ball, or we're going to make your life a living hell. Fortunately, I represent clients like Alex Brusewitz, who looked the committee in the eye and told the committee some 105 or 107 times in 45 minutes by virtue of the Fifth Amendment that it can go to hell.
You don't represent Ray Epps because Ray Epps doesn't need representation because Ray Epps hasn't been arrested. Why?
Ray Epps has not been arrested because Ray Epps, in conjunction with well over 100 other people who were at the Capitol that day, they materially participated in the attack. The march over, the walk over from President Trump's speech was converted into a militarized march by people like Ray Epps. Military columns were formed, and people were sent to different directions of the tunnel. In conjunction with that, there were the taking of certain guard posts. You had guards who abandoned their posts, who let people in. The Capitol was surrounded. And then these people, you see them on bullhorns, you see them on the scaffold, you see them all over the place, waving people in, encouraging people to go in, getting people into the Capitol. Once they get into the Capitol, once they're on camera, they're all fair game to be caught up in the dragnet of the 1512 charge, which is very unconstitutional. Interestingly, though, the main perpetrators of the crimes, the people who corralled people and who actually led the attack on the Capitol, like Ray Epps, none of those people have been arrested or indicted.
That's because they're working on behalf of the federal government and possibly foreign adversaries. Is there foreign involvement in this?
There's definitely foreign involvement in this. We have more than sufficient reason to suspect that foreign intelligence agencies were actively involved in January 6th. When you look at the months that preceded January 6th, why did New Zealand and Canada declare the Proud Boys a terrorist organization when up until that point, they were basically a drinking club? They did that because that gave their intelligence forces reason, sufficient cause to investigate these groups as international terrorists. So they were able to circumvent the constitutional protections of the United States to spy on American citizens and then quite possibly, we believe, share information with the intelligence community in the United States in complete and utter violation and disregard of the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. There's also the nefarious use of FISA warrants as well. Lots of problems about how information was obtained. There's no way that somebody like Richard Barnett, who had his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk, who within 2 days of January 6th, was a tier one domestic terrorist related on the FBI. The FBI had him as an armed and dangerous tier one threat, an armed, you know, radical, that, like Osama bin Laden. That classification, that level of information only comes with months and months of work. Within hours, his entire life was on a hard drive somewhere. Facebook, Google, Apple, Verizon, you name it, all these companies had turned over his information just like that. One thing about this, about the federal government, is that it is not fast. It operates at a snail's pace when it comes to lots of things. The only reasonable conclusion, therefore, is that they were setting up and working on people and targeting people like Richard, like Ryan Nichols, like Christopher Quaglin, like Daniel Goodwin, like Adam Jackson, to have them caught up in this dragnet and to prosecute them, not because of what happened that day, but because of who they support and what they believe.
Is there a whole lot of discovery that supports the things that you're saying that have not been shown in the public purview? And why also is it that we don't get to see any discovery on behalf of the people?
So that's a good question. So I'll break it down into two parts. Regarding the discovery about the intelligence actors, we have made multiple records in court and, of course, different media outlets. The mainstream media has attacked our representations as calling us outliers, conspiracy theorists, so on and so forth. The court has treated us the same, and it is unfortunate. So what we have done is we have, for the last 8 months or so, we have myself and a team of very good lawyers have gone underground at different locations and have dug into these cases. We have collected and we have shared information, and all of us independently have come up with a list of suspicious actors. And then we have cross-referenced those with other attorneys. And if my guy is on your list and five other people's lists, then it's a substantial likelihood that he's guilty of something. Now, in terms of the government turning over and sharing that information with us, it's just not happening. It's probably never gonna happen because that would blow the lid off of what they have done. With regard to your ability to see the available discovery now, the government has carefully and nefariously locked up the most significant and material portions of that discovery in what's called a protective order. Each one of these cases has a protective order, which not only prohibits you from seeing it, it actually materially interferes with my clients, with all of their rights to be able to meaningfully participate in their own defense. These orders actually say in order to view certain material, they have to be supervised by their attorney. It's insane. All of this is wrong. All of this is designed to give them a very unfair situation, an unfair fight. Be that as it may, we are rallying behind them. We are going to continue to support them. We are going to continue to fight for them to the fullest extent possible because it is the right thing to do, the honorable thing to do, and the American thing to do.
Can you win?
We can win. We can win. And you know how we can win is through educating the public. I'm thankful for your show and for others like you who provide attorneys like myself with a platform to speak about the truth. We need to raise money. Raising money to fight and finance these cases is very important. If anybody is inclined to give, they can visit my website at mcbridelawnyc.com. Look for the J6 tab And all my clients that give Send Go funds are listed right there. You can pick and choose wherever you want to give to. And other than that, what the public can do to help us is to educate their friends and families. Have these discussions. Have the hard discussions with your friends and with your family. Don't back down in the workplace. Don't give in to cancel culture. Don't buy into the mainstream narrative, hook, line, and sinker. I have faith in people. I don't have faith in the DC jury pool. Look, the DC jury pool is, DC was 94% voting for Biden in the last election. Ryan Nichols, Christopher Quaglin, and everybody else that I represent deserve to be tried in front of a non-biased jury of their peers. 94% Biden voters, objectively, not a jury of your peers. If you take that in conjunction with the purposeful poisoning of the jury pool that the January 6th committee has done, it is absolutely ridiculous. When you think about Oliver North, and he was convicted of his crimes, but his conviction was subsequently overturned because his congressional testimony influenced the outcome of his case. The same thing is going to happen here. And Oliver North lived his case took place in 1988 in a time where social media and Twitter did not exist. Just recently, I made a record in court about this, and the judge shared my concerns on June 9th. A few days later, on June 10th, a few days later, the following Monday on June 13th, not only did the January 6th Commission get up there and give another one of their primetime presentations, they included Ryan Nichols. They specifically targeted him and put him front and center for the whole world to see, making it impossible for us to have a fair fight in Washington, D.C., and arguably anywhere in this country. This is the kind of stuff. The deck is stacked against us, but we have to fight. And right now, I have the habeas petition in Ryan Nichols' case and the habeas petition that I filed a little while ago in Christopher Quaglin's case. Chris Quaglin is in Northern Neck Regional Jail. He's been starved and tortured. He's got celiac disease. They've been feeding him non-celiac safe food for over a year. He's down 40 pounds. Last time he complained about this, they put him in a cell block with violent criminals. He was beaten to the point where he got 8 stitches next to his eye in his face. Ryan Nichols, a military veteran, a search and rescue specialist who was featured on Ellen DeGeneres for going viral for his work in various hurricanes. He is the best of what America has to offer. He lives with PTSD. He's been repeatedly put in solitary confinement. The last time he was put in prolonged solitary confinement, they drove him to the point of wanting to kill himself. When he went on suicide watch, their solution was to put him in a plastic Tyvek suit to chain him to a bench in a room where the lights didn't go out for several days, and to encourage him and make fun of him when he was mentally breaking to the point where he wanted to commit suicide. That is straight up torture. These two habeas petitions are likely the two most important habeas petitions that have been filed in this country in the past 50 years. If the court follows the law in these cases, these guys will be out. If the courts do not follow the law, then I fear for what the future holds for American citizens in this country.
I couldn't have said it better. They just raided Mar-a-Lago, Trump. There are informants working in there right alongside of him. We're seizing the cell phones of sitting U.S. congressional members and House members. We are targeting and jailing citizens because they're dissident or that they're, you know, political opposition. I don't believe in the opposition thing because then you're legitimizing that we have something real here in the first place.
Right.
If people don't think that they're going to come for you just because of your beliefs, I mean, it'll come down to, do you want to eat real beef or crickets? Well, if you like real beef, then we have a prison cell for you. I mean, this is go time right now for everybody. And as it's described, if they're going to come after everybody, then they need to have these convictions from January 6th in order to go after Trump. I think it's my prediction that in the next 2 weeks, they'll perp walk the former president, that they'll put him in handcuffs and they'll walk him out in front of the whole world to see, because they want to incite conflict in this country. They need it. That's why they sponsored and made BLM. This is a CIA operation, just like ISIS, just like ISIS-K, just like Al-Qaeda. We train these people. We arm these people. We put them in the streets of various countries, including our own, to burn them to the ground, cause $12 billion in damage in a summertime period over a violent home-invading criminal thug like George Floyd, who died of a fentanyl overdose on the streets of Minneapolis, and that's even according to the official coroner's report. I can't believe what's happening in our country, Joe. And for your fight, we really thank you. By the way, go to McBrideLawNYC.com, McBrideLawNYC.com. Click on the J6 tab. Go find a defendant or several of them that you want to contribute to and help to finance this fight. Joe McBride, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
God bless you, brother.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. So in 2019, the FDA approved Jynneos as a vaccine for the monkeypox virus. Well, now, thanks to the refusal of homosexuals to stop having revolting group sex parties, among these bioweapon jabs floating around all over the place and antibody-dependent enhancement, monkeypox is spreading all over the world. The World Health Organization just declared monkeypox an emergency. The Biden regime is pouring billions of dollars into stockpiling vaccines. But apparently there's a lot of people out there desperate to get the monkeypox jab. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, homosexual propaganda is basically this country's state religion now, so it's really shocking that millions of people have pig parties as their favorite pastime, isn't it? Well, anyways, in response to the demand for the shots, the Biden regime just went and changed the rules for delivering the vaccine completely. In order to make current shot supply last longer, the FDA just gave emergency approval to inject only 1/5 of a dose. The dose is also delivered in a different way. Until now, it was injected subcutaneously, if I got that right. That's under the skin. But now with these new 1/5 doses, it'll be delivered intradermally, meaning between the layers of the skin. This is a radical change, which they just made up on the spot to deal with a shortage. What kind of health impacts will there be for delivering a completely different dose of a vaccine in a completely different way? The FDA probably doesn't care. As we've learned over and over for the past 2 years, the FDA and CDC are completely making it up as they go. So what to make of all of this? Well, Dr. Jane Ruby is here to help us out with that. It's kind of complicated. Can you make some sense of this for us?
Yes, I can. A couple of clarifications first, though, because this is very complex. I agree. Information. In my, you know, I'm about truth in medicine. In my personal observation, I don't believe monkeypox is spreading all over the world. I think that's part of the hoax. But let's just leave that aside for a moment. I also wanted to clarify that subcutaneous is actually in the fat layer under the skin. It's often used for things like insulin and other medications where you need a slow absorption. Then come along to, like you were very you were correct, Sue. Intradermally is between the layers of the skin, and so it requires a much lower level of angle to get it inside. But here's the point of the story. You're right. The FDA came out and just arbitrarily Tuesday said you can use Jynneos that was approved for monkeypox and smallpox. And even though we haven't tested it in monkeypox because we can't really diagnose it with a PCR, but now you can on an emergency use basis. To make Biden look good so that he's got, instead of 440,000 doses, he's going to have over 2 million doses and, you know, look like a hero. You can use 1/5 of the dose. And here's the thing, Stu. They based it on a 2015 study where the investigators, you can look this up. Let me just show you here the title. We've got a picture of the title page. Comparison of lyophilized versus liquid modified Vaccinia Ankara, which is the live vaccine, by the way, or live virus that they used in these shots, and sub-Q versus intradermal route. So they did study it with about 500 people, but again, this was not a randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blind study, which is what you need to really look at differences across arms. It was really a three-headed, head-to-head study among three arms. The first arm was they looked at the full dose in a lyophilized, which means sort of a fat compartment delivery system. And the second arm was the full dose, again, but in a sort of a water filic or a water liquidy encasement. And then the third arm, and this is the focus here, Stu, was the water, totally different formulation with the water compartment and the 1/5 dose. And here's what they found. You know, it's ironic because the CDC and the FDA says, yeah, we're going to authorize it because this 2015 study said that it worked. Actually, the 2015 study found the opposite. They found that the 1/5 dose in that different formulation of water-based instead of fat-based, they found that that 1/5 dose had very little efficacy at all. In fact, the full dose of Jynneos was only shown at about 59% efficacy versus this 1/5 dose, Stu, that only came in at about 34%. Y'all can go and read the article. It's in PubMed, which is the US government's repository for peer-reviewed journal articles. And you can see we've shown the picture of the title page. You can look it up. And I urge people to read beyond titles and abstracts because there's a lot of truth that comes out in the layout of that study. So this 1/5 dose is dangerous, Stu. It's not going to do anything for the majority of people. And who knows what's really in it? Because I don't know about you, but I don't trust anything that these pharmaceutical companies want to inject in your body today.
No, they're psychopaths that just want to kill everybody. I never thought that I would say this before. I'm just 100% anti-vax. I don't think anybody should get any of these things at all whatsoever. I mean, let me just ask you something, just a personal question. Were you always anti-vax?
No, I wasn't. I've had all the childhood, you know, schedule. But remember,
yeah, me too.
When adults today took the childhood schedule, there were 7 or 8 shots.
Yeah.
Today they're up over 80. And no, I'm a 100% anti-vaxxer. And no, I was not always one, but we have a different situation today. We're being targeted by these companies.
This is bio warfare is what it is. I mean, 100%. I don't know any other way to say it. I was watching a video earlier today of a woman that went into a pharmacy and approached a pharmacist and said, "Hey, I'd like to see the insert for that Moderna shot." And so he pulled it out and he's like, yeah, it's right here. And she's like, "Well, how is this informed consent? This is left completely blank." And the pharmacist like got super nervous and he had a breakdown. And he's like, I can no longer give these shots. And he's just like trembling and like kind of walking around. I mean, he looked freaked out. He's like, I can't do this anymore. And she's like, "Dude, settle down, sir." You know, and but he was just not having it. He was scared to death that he has been delivering these bioweapon injections to people without proper informed consent. Because then she asked him, "Are you familiar with Nuremberg?" And I mean, the guy turned 3 different shades of green.
Good.
Because obviously,
good.
You know, he sees that there's a precedent for those types of consequences. But if the warp speed of Joe Biden is getting these 2 million shots instead of 400,000, isn't it just safe to say that the Biden regime, which we know is not controlled by Joe Biden anyways, he doesn't even know where to go to poop at this time in his life. But is it safe to say that the FDA and the CDC are really the new world government?
100%, Stu. They are all rolled into one group. That's why their narratives are in lockstep. They are all being really directed from what we can see, and there's a lot of evidence, by the Department of Defense, as well as some other unseen players in this. But this is definitely a worldwide, this is a bioterrorism attack on the American people, make no question about it, but it is also trickled out to the rest of the world in lockstep. Remember, the World Health Organization has a goal of reaching 70% of the world population with these C-19 bioweapon injections, and Stu, by the end of 2022, that's just 4 months. So they're ramping it up with, you know, this is August is immunization awareness month, and they're trying to get to that 70%. because they only want 20 or 30% of the world's
population. We talk about, you know, the Biden regime and the CDC and the FDA and the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum. And then you also have big pharma themselves, Pfizer and Moderna and Janssen, Johnson & Johnson, this Jynneos, all this other stuff. So what we have is a corporate government crime syndicate.
Yes.
This is an occupying force, a global occupying force, the one world government, the new world order being ushered in by big pharma as they profit billions, potentially trillions of dollars to watch you kill yourself and your kids. It's a damn shame. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You bet, Stu. Thank you.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
So it should be clear to everyone that there is a global corporate government crime syndicate stealing our money to fund our own demise and the murder of our kids to cover up for bioweapons labs in Ukraine, literal Nazi war criminals killing their own and actually eating them, covering for the global pedophilia cabal there, Taiwan, an absolute recession. The only way to protect yourself is to come out of that system and invest in physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call GoldCo, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. You have worked hard for your money. You don't want to fund this crap. You don't want the financial reset taking you out, setting you back to zero. Can you imagine? I mean, seriously, think about this. Call GoldCo. Ask them the questions. Find the answers. Get physical gold and silver and get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call GoldCo. 855-706-GOLD. Jeffrey Clare Coper is a singer, music writer, and worship leader at Freedom Fellowship Church of the Villages in Florida, where I was. Jeffrey wrote his very own song, For the Little Ones, which, as he describes, scratches the back of our recent documentary, These Little Ones. It has a powerful message about the value of all life, the vulnerability of American children, and a whole lot more. He hopes that his song can serve as an anthem for the pro-life movement for years to come. Have a listen to a portion of it now.
Oh, Jesus, bring a revolution in our hearts, in our minds. Oh, teach us your compassion. Show this world the value of a life. Before you formed them in their mother's womb, you knew them all, every single one. And they were blessed, every daughter, every son. What have we done?
Yeah, powerful stuff. You can find the whole song at Jeffrey's band's website. That's formerly jacob.com. You can also find it on Amazon Music or even on YouTube if you prefer, but definitely give it a listen and a download. Jeffrey Clare Coper joins us now. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
So I got to hear that song when I was in the Villages at your church. And there's so many lines in that song. One, for example, that really hits hard is where you reference that the child's womb, the mother's womb where the child, the baby is growing, how would he or she, how would the baby have known that this would also be its tomb? And it just really grabbed me at that moment of the song. So what inspired you to write this?
I was born and raised a Christian home. My parents have been full-time ministry my whole life, and I've been pro-life my whole life. I've always seen life as sacred and valuable. I'm married. I've got three kids of my own. And I believe abortion, hands down, is the greatest atrocity that we're facing in the world today. We kill hundreds of millions of babies. And we need to be a voice for them. We need to stand up for them and let them be born. And so I wrote the song about 2 years ago in hopes that it would just be an anthem for the pro-life movement, that God would take it wherever he wants it to, big, small, whatever. He gave me the words, so I wrote them down, and yeah, we'll see where it goes. But it's something that's very central to me as a person, to my bandmate Israel, and to our band formerly Jacob. It's very central to our music ministry.
It's really actually packed with a whole lot of different emotions. You know, you can be proud of yourself for picking up the sword and fighting for God and his children. It's also saddening and heartbreaking to think about all the kids that have been senselessly murdered. These kids had a future. They had their whole life ahead of them. God had a plan for each one of them, and man took his plan and perverted it into their own, and slaughtered, you know, his children. It's heartbreaking. It's devastating, and it absolutely has to stop. So we were talking when we were there, Roe v. Wade is, you know, this decision to overturn that. I mean, obviously that's great, but a lot of people, while they're celebrating that, don't realize that what we have done is we've just intensified the battle, and now we have 50 separate battles.
Yeah, we took this singular federal fight, and now we have 50 battlefronts, and we have states like Georgia. I had the opportunity with Israel, my bandmate, to meet with Dr. Alveda King about a week ago in Atlanta, Georgia, and that was right when they just put out legislation saying that if you are pregnant, you can actually claim that child as a dependent. So they are doing so many amazing things with the pro-life movement. So is Alveda King and other organizations. But then you have other states. Like, I came from Washington State. I moved to Florida last January. But Washington State and several other states have basically said, if you want abortions, you can come here. We will be your abortion home, if you will. And that's where you see legislation trying to say, well, you know, the government will, I think it's through Medicaid, will help you travel to those states so that you can get abortions legally.
Satan is hard at work on the West Coast.
He is very, very much, and we need to fight against it.
So you're a musician.
Yes.
You're, I don't think, of the music industry. But what has been the interaction or the response from other musicians or singer-songwriters? I mean, because typically music is not of God. I mean, think about the poison that you hear on the radio and the stuff that you see on the television, which rots the brain and the soul. Has there been any negative pushback from producers or from other singer-songwriters because of this record?
It's kind of a two-part question. One is that I genuinely believe that music in its foundational core is of God. When you look at scripture, he talks about singing and dancing and praising. God intended for everything to be perfect, and it is his design. It's the world and sin that took God's design and perverted it.
Yeah, well put.
And so we don't subscribe to the secularism where it's all self-glorification. But as far as blowback, we've put the song out there. We're still kind of in the growing stages. It just went live recently. I've sent it out to somewhere around 100 pro-life organizations. In our world, it's been a very positive response. When the song gets out to people who maybe operate in the secular world, or they're producers in the secular world, or even people hear it, like I've played plenty of pro-life rallies, we've had people boo. I had one rally where I had a bottle thrown at my head. We've had some people say, you need to not release this song. You're never going to go anywhere in the music industry if you put out songs like this. And the sad part, and I won't name names, but there are Christian organizations that claim the name of Jesus Christ and say that he's, you know, the focus of their ministry and all that. But when it comes to the pro-life issue, they go, that's kind of too touchy. You know, we don't want to get behind it. We don't want to say anything about it.
That's fake pastors, false teachers. That's mm-hmm. happens all over the place. So, I don't know why you don't want to name names. I certainly love to do that, but
it's really kind of, there's no gray area. You know what I mean? Like, my shirt is gray. Here's pro-life, here's pro-choice. And they butt heads. It's either people love it or they despise it. It's a fence that you're on one side or the other.
Yeah. Well, you not subscribing to that mantra is, I mean, obviously wonderful. And what I meant when I said that this music industry is not of God, I mean the industry itself. Obviously, it's just overwhelmingly flooded with mm-hmm. Satan's presence. I mean, he MK4 Ultra mind programming from these artists all the way up to drinking the blood of children. When you talk about mm-hmm. some other artists, I mean, these things have been documented. They're participating in child sacrifice rituals right out in the wide open, which, by the mm-hmm. way, you can see on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Your YouTube video, has there been any pushback there from YouTube?
It just got released. So we're not like a big name. It's not like we have hundreds of thousands of followers and we dropped a video and people go, you know, we're getting out there. The pushback, like, I've had emails and comments and Facebook messages of people flat out telling me to go to hell. But at the same time, for every 10 of those, I'll get one person that'll send an email or give me a call or reach out and just say, you know, hey, I support you. I'm behind you. Thanks for taking a stance. So the haters are going to hate, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. That's not what we're about. We're going to stay strong on the mission and we're going to try our very best to save babies and get the word out there.
So manifestation of demons is what that is. That's what you're seeing there.
It's pretty bananas, some of the stuff that we've been through trying to get this song created and out.
And I've got about 2 minutes left, but off the air, we were mm-hmm. talking about technical difficulties and things like that you were having in studios as mm-hmm. you were creating this record. And I want you to talk about the political line that you told me about. That story is wonderful and everybody needs to hear it.
Oh, so the line in the song, if you hear it, says, what have we done to deny a sacred life? What have we become when broken hearts are called unjustified? And the song is about healing. Like, you can find redemption. A lot of women have had abortions and they deal with grief for years and years, and they don't know that Jesus can redeem you of that and heal you for that. But if I'm at the Capitol of Washington, D.C., and I'm playing this song on the steps, the more political line says, what have we done to deny a sacred life? What have we become when killing our babies is called a woman's right? And when I recorded that line and we put it into our program to record it, the logic program by itself would turn on, it would activate the mute all feature only on that sentence. And we have it on video where, our mouse is over here and the mute would just turn on, but only for that sentence. It cut it out. So we've had some pretty wild stuff, but even at Freedom Fellowship Church where I go, we've had a lot of issues, technical difficulties when we're trying to get the song done. So
go to the band's website, formerlyjacob.com. Also, you can find it on Amazon Music. Go to YouTube. Definitely give it a listen and a download. Jeffrey Clare Coper, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. The song is available for download on the website, and anybody that downloads it, it helps us actually go out and continue playing at these pro-life rallies. We do travel a bit, so it helps us out and gets the word out there. So
yeah,
thanks for having me on.
You have our support 100%. Thanks again. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, sir.
Of course. All right. So if you are a C-level executive or business owner, entrepreneur, maybe you're a singer-songwriter like Jeffrey Clare Coper, you need that creativity, that control, that drive, that focus, that clarity from the minute that you wake up and all throughout the day. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters is where you're going to find these brain supplements that help you fight through the distractions of everyday life. They give you the added drive and clarity and focus, and it's amazing. I'm telling you, since I have been taking these different stacks from Newtopia, it's been a world of difference in my life. And there is a different stack for every type of situation, a different stack for every type of person. Depending on how you process information, you are going to love these things. I'm telling you. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters and do the research for yourself. Fill out the personal questionnaire about you. You'll learn a whole lot about yourself, the way that you process information and deal with life on a daily basis. The light switch, the on switch for your brain is in these nootropics brain supplements from Newtopia. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, newtopia.com/Stu Peters. So here we are 2 years after COVID lockdowns, and all around the world, people are falling apart. The Mental Health Million Project of Sapien Labs just put out a report recently. That report assessed more than 220,000 adults drawn from 34 different countries. What they found is that mental well-being is collapsing all around the world. Mental well-being is lowest for young people and lowest in countries that speak English. This isn't just about lockdowns. While there was a big decline in well-being from 2019 to 2020, people kept getting worse in 2021. Depression is up. Anxiety is up. Death from suicide, overdose, alcoholism, all kinds of other deaths of despair, all up. So naturally, more and more people are getting on poisonous prescription pills, but the pills either don't work or offer only temporary relief, or in some cases end up making things a whole lot worse, including death. And then there's the health impact from years of being trapped indoors, along with these forced shots they've been making everyone take over and over again. You know, there's a website that you can find that does nothing but track the athletes having sudden heart attacks and other mysterious medical problems, despite being in peak condition. The website only goes up through last February, and it has well over 300 cases of athletes collapsing or dropping dead. Our brains and our bodies are falling apart all around the world, and the people who should be having it absolutely the best, young, athletic English speakers from rich countries, are falling apart the worst. It's not just our self-interest, but it's also our moral duty to preserve ourselves against this menace. We have an obligation to our families, to our country, and quite frankly, to God, to keep our minds and our bodies as fit as possible. But how can we do that? Matt Gallant is the CEO and co-founder of Bioptimizers. He has more than 15 years of experience in formulating supplements for improved nutrition, strength, and conditioning. So what supplement is Matt a big fan of right now? It's magnesium. It turns out magnesium is central to a healthy heart rhythm because it's involved in transporting other electrolytes such as calcium and potassium into cells. Electrolytes are all important for nerve signals and the muscle contractions of a normal heartbeat. Matt Gallant joins us now. So what is magnesium doing for people?
Magnesium is the most powerful mineral to shift your nervous system from fight, flight, and freeze, which a lot of us are into to varying degrees, and shift it over to parasympathetic, which is heal and rest and digest. When we talk about mental health, I love breaking things down into subcomponents. And two of the big ones is, again, your nervous system, which, again, fight, flight, freeze on one side, rest, digest, recover, heal on the other side. The other side is the neurochemicals. And magnesium, first of all, is a precursor to serotonin. And we're big fans, and we built the formula that we'll talk about in a minute, in a way where we're enhancing the conversion of the magnesium into serotonin. It's always a better approach to give your body precursors and what it needs to convert those into the target molecule, such as serotonin. It's the same thing with melatonin. So if we talk about mental health, probably the number one thing anybody can do is get a great night's sleep. Almost all your neurochemicals are produced while you sleep. Your nervous system repair and most of your body's repairs are occurring during high quality, deep sleep. Now, a lot of people take melatonin. The problem with melatonin is your body adapts very quickly. A lot of people, about 40, 50% of the population, has genetics where they'll wake up after 4 or 5 hours if you take melatonin. I'm one of them. So melatonin was always a no-go. And people need to increase the dose increasingly. And at some point it becomes relatively ineffective and it's hard to get off. When you give your body precursors like magnesium, and if you give them a variety, the compounds that the magnesium is bound to help transport the magnesiums into different parts of the body. That's the magic. You know, when we went from one magnesium to four to seven and added the cofactors, it was a game changer in effectiveness. It's also a game changer if you're going through a lot of duress, stress, mental strain of any kind. Taking one capsule can really help your nervous system be more resilient, because as we're stressed out, we leach magnesium. So the vicious cycle is you're stressed out, you lose magnesium, which will make you more prone to fight, flight, freeze, right? It'll make you more prone to being stressed out, which then increases the magnesium loss even more. And I just want to comment quickly on the athlete deaths, because I've worked with pro athletes in the NHL and in mixed martial arts and in bodybuilding. And in bodybuilding, we know one thing. If you do diuretics and lose your minerals, you can die from a heart attack. It's happened many times at the elite pro levels of bodybuilding, where what killed them was mineral electrolyte depletion, which they did through using diuretics. Now, with pro athletes, the usage of raw materials, whether it's amino acids from protein or minerals, they burn these at a much accelerated rate. And if they're not replenishing the minerals enough, first of all, their performance is going to be compromised. And I'm not saying it's the case for all the athletes, but with a lot of them, I do believe that mineral deficiencies certainly contributed to their heart attacks. There's one lady that killed herself drinking too much water. Again, it's not the water that killed her. It was the electrolyte depletion that happened through drinking that much water. So minerals are critical, as you mentioned earlier, for heart function. Our bodies are an electrical machine, and we need electrolytes to power and to drive signals through the nervous system and allow proper body function. So magnesium, to me, is the core macro mineral that most people are deficient in and need a lot more of. You know, when we started increasing the dosage, and the dose always creates the effect with everything, right? It's the difference between one drink, six drinks, 12 drinks, you know, it's very different effects. And it's true for almost every molecule. When magnesium, when people go from deficient to using, let's say, two or three capsules a day, they'll notice a level of peace and serenity that's just baseline that they've never experienced before. And that's what happened to Wade and I. You've had Wade, my partner on your show. And we went from being burnt out where we could not drink coffee, because again, coffee is a stimulant. Coffee will accelerate and amplify fight, flight, freeze, to being able to drink coffee again, feeling calm and serene, and just be able to handle the stresses of life. So yeah, magnesium is really a game changer and a life changer.
Who's not dealing with added stress and anxiety in 2022? I mean, honestly, no matter what you're doing, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, homeschooler, no matter what you're doing, an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. People are dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety. We're in a recession. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on with mandates and lockdowns and tyranny. And so it's just naturally it's out there, the stress and anxiety. And that's going to send you to an early grave if you develop this low mood or depression and have sleepless nights like you were talking about. I want to mention this. I was in the Rumble Room watching the chat as we were doing a live broadcast. On a couple of occasions, there has been people in there saying, you guys, take this magnesium product that Stu is talking about. It literally saved my life. That's pretty huge. And she was saying like, no, it literally saved my life. This is a huge game changer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, if you go to Amazon, you know, see we have a 9.2, like a 4.6 out of 5 star rating, out of thousands of reviews. And yeah, it just works. You know, we always do the innovation. I run the innovation lab. We have 15 people in Bosnia at the Birch University doing nonstop experiments. We've done 800 experiments in the last 3 years, and we can prove that our products are superior. And that's what we do. We just keep doing experiments and research to innovate, to build best-in-class formulas. And magnesium breakthrough, as the kids say, it hits different. It really does.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you because we love helping people on this program. And I'm a personal user of the product. And I'm telling you that what you were describing in serenity and an overall calm and the way that you just deal with things is incredibly, noticeably different. It's huge. I don't know how you thought of this and what you did, but it's genius. And I thank you for helping me in my personal life. And I'm so happy that the Stu Peters Show family here, the Stu crew, has access to this. If you guys want it, go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And if you use the promo code StuPeters10, that's Stu Peters with a one and a zero, you'll get discounts and free shipping and all that good stuff. And it's a great product for you. You'll be a better you, I promise. No questions asked. Matt Gallant, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So as I briefly mentioned, here in the state of hockey, I will be tied up in a hockey arena watching my oldest son, Nolan, who has an all-weekend-long tournament doing normal dad stuff, the bleacher creature, cheering him on. That's what makes me tick. I absolutely love it, and I hope that you will all get some of that in this weekend as well. But when you are not doing those things, keep in mind, that will not prevent us from being here. My extended interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, explosive, tomorrow. StuPeters.com, as well as weekend shows from Richard Leonard and Deanna Lorraine. Don't forget, it's all powered by Cortez Wealth Management. Get your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com to figure out how you're going to handle this recession. Where are all of your investments going? A like-minded independent fiduciary. Make sure to attend his classes every Tuesday and Thursday, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until Monday, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!